Thank you. Good morning. We have a busy week this week in the shul with various offerings. Tuesday night, Rabbi Angel. Wednesday night, I'm giving the first of my monthly winter series. That'll be at 8:15. Thursday morning, we've got Parsha Under Pressure. I'll repeat this all daily until it becomes so ingrained in you, you come just so that I stop saying it. But in the meantime, we turn back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, who said that there is a constellation of three ingredients that makes Netilat Yadayim in the morning its ideal state. The three C's, clear water, koach gavra, and a kli. Now, you may have noticed that two of those are K, but the alternative was KKK, and I figured we'll go with three C's. Clear water, koach gavra, and a kli. And we noted on Friday, I think, that all of these are willing to give way in some form. If the water isn't clear, if the kli isn't perfect, if your koach gavra is in there, it's coming from a faucet. And we made the claim that we shouldn't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And now the Kitzur moves on and says, and if you're in your house and you realize there's plumbing work going on, there is zero water in your house, and you think, okay, I'm not going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. I'm not going to let the good be the enemy of getting on with life. I'm going to give up. Im yesh lefanav nahar, if there is a river nearby, tov yoter she'itbolbo yadav shlosh pa'amim, o afilu b'sheleg, or if it's snowing outside, which I'm told forecasted in the coming weeks, we should be prepared to dip our hands three times in a river or to stick them into the snow. And it strikes me here that the novelty of this position is that you would have thought that koach gavra is the key ingredient to our ideal situation, where we're responsible for purifying ourselves, purging ourselves, preparing ourselves for the day. And the suggestion here that we should be able to use a river or snow is that we have to be open to change coming from the outside too, from forces beyond our control and outside our sphere of influence, that we shouldn't let pride or arrogance or a sense of superiority stop us from changing. If we're incapable or don't have the resources to pure ourselves, we should be open to the world itself, circumstances we find ourselves in, to purifying us too.